This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Pawnee, Illinois, the site of today's IHSA 1A baseball regional championship game, pitting the Nokomis Redskins, who come in as the number one seed, against the Mount Olive Wildcats, the number four seed. These two teams got to the championship game as Nokomis defeated Greenfield 5-4 on an Alex Tassetti two-out, two-run double in the seventh inning. In the semifinal action, Mount Olive a little bit easier time as they defeated Pawnee 6-0. My name is Gary Boker. I'm sitting here along the first baseline. Beautiful day for baseball indeed, as the Nokomis Redskins have taken the field. The Mount Olive Wildcats will be the visiting team today. Their starting lineup will look like this. Leading off, Caden Monk, the pitcher, and Monk is a senior. Batting second, Joey Baum, the shortstop, senior. Batting third, junior Max Schwab playing at first. Batting cleanup will be Bryce Parrish, the senior catcher. Batting in the number five slot will be freshman designated hitter Bryce Tooley. Batting in the sixth slot will be Carter Monk, the freshman second baseman. Johnny Dara will be playing center field and batting seventh in the lineup. Batting eighth will be Justin Osmo, the senior right fielder. And batting ninth will be Zach Tooley, the senior third baseman. Carter Sobel on the mound for the Nokomis Redskins. We're about ready to get this one underway, as Sobel, the big right-hander, will face Caden Monk batting from the left side. He'll foul the first pitch back for strike one. Sobel, as we said, pitching today, Ryan Jensen with the duties behind the plate. Around the infield, it's B.J. Chaussee at first, Austin McDowell at second, Connor Engelman at short, Evan Herbstreit, as a line drive to the first baseman is snagged by B.J. Chaussee. Good put out right there for the first out. So the lefty Monk got around on the hurler's toss from Carter Sobel, but B.J. Chaussee had him played perfectly, and it's one up, one down. That'll bring up Joey Baum, the senior shortstop for the Mount Olive Wildcats. Baum, 27 RBIs on the season. He'll look at strike one. In the outfield for the Redskins, Adam Lyons in left, Alex Tassetti in center, and Nicholas Meischer in right. Here comes the 0-1, a swing and a miss, and quickly it's no balls and two strikes. On the hitter, Joey Baum. Monk, Baum, and Schwab, the top three in the Wildcat lineup. Called ball. Baum wasn't sure. He said he did, and Baum was wanting to go to first, but he did not go to first, so it'll go down as a strikeout for the second out of the inning. Bit of an unusual call there as he broke for first, thinking that the catcher hadn't made a clean catch on the ball, and then the umpire had to get a help from the base umpire to determine it was indeed a strike. Swing and a miss. The first offering to Max Schwab. Schwab, the junior first baseman, batting 417 on the year. Bats from the right side. Second offering just off the corner, and it's 1-1. Max Schwab, as we said, a stout junior standing in. Here comes the 1-1. It's a called strike at the knees on the outside corner. So Schwab is in the hole, 1-2. Sobel already with one strikeout on the day, perhaps looking for a second. And he gets it, a swing and a miss. And Schwab is retired, as are the Mount Olive Wildcats. In the top of the first, it's no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on for the Wildcats. We'll go to the bottom of the first when we come back. You're listening to WSMI. Chip Means, our producer, back in the studio this evening as you're listening to this ball game. Hope you enjoyed our first two games of the day. And this is our nightcap, the Nokomis Redskins coming in at 19-3. They will be taking on the Mount Olive Wildcats. Mount Olive was retired 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Now we'll go to the Nokomis Redskins starting lineup. Leading off, number 20, Evan Herbstreit, the freshman third baseman. Batting second, B.J. Chaussee, senior first baseman. Batting third, Connor Engelman, a senior shortstop. Batting cleanup, Ryan Jansen, the sophomore catcher. Batting in the number 5 slot will be Alex Tosetti, a sophomore center fielder. Batting 6th, Austin McDowell, the senior second baseman. Batting 7th will be Carter Sobel, the sophomore pitcher. Batting 8th will be Nicholas Masher, the sophomore right fielder. And batting 9th, Hunter Arndt, the designated hitter. Arndt is a senior. So it'll be Herbstreet, Chaucy, Engelman, Jansen, Tosetti, McDowell, Sobel, Masher, and Arndt to face Caden Monk on the mound. Caden Monk, a slender left-hander, brings the first pitch in, low and away for a ball. Nokomis, as we said, happened to feel a little bit fortunate to be in the championship game as they had to have a 2-out rally to defeat Greenfield the other day, 5-4. Now it's a called strike on Herbstreet, and the count evens up at 1-1. The 1-1 delivery lined in the left center field. The left fielder's on chase. He can't get to it. It'll roll all the way to the fence, and it'll be a stand-up double for the leadoff hitter, Evan Herbstreet. And that's the way the Nokomis Redskins get the bottom of the first started. Herbstreet flashed that one, and there was no way Danny Burns in left field was going to be able to catch that one. He caught up to it, but not until it two-hopped the fence out in left center field. That'll bring up B.J. Chaucy. Chaucy bats from the left side, big senior first baseman. As Monk will check on the runner at second, and now bring it to the plate. It goes high and over the catcher's head and back to the backstop. So on the wild pitch, Herbstreet's going to advance to third base. He's perched down there 90 feet away with nobody out here in the bottom of the first. So the Redskins, they're threatening early. Chaucy with that big number 2 on the back of his uniform. Redskins wearing the red tops, the white pants, white numerals. Here comes the 1-0 delivery. Little bit low, and it goes to 2-0. Mont Olive, on the other hand, they're wearing their purple jerseys with the black sleeves and the white pants. As Monk gets ready for the 2-0 delivery. It's coming in high. He's wanting to be careful with B.J. Chaucy, but perhaps not too careful. He'll have to come with a strike now as the count is 3-0 on the number 2 hitter, and Connor Engelman waits on deck. This one right down the middle. Chaucy was taking all the way, and the count goes to 3-1. 3-1, runner on third, nobody out. Nokomis batting in the bottom of the first. Ground ball in between first and second. First baseman makes the catch and covers or throws to the second baseman who was covering, so some good defense there as it'll go 3-4 on the putout for Chaucy, but on the ground ball, Herbstreet will come in with the first run of the game, so give Chaucy an RBI as Herbstreet gives the Nokomis Redskins a 1-0 lead. That'll bring Connor Engelman, senior shortstop, to the plate. Engelman stands in from the right side and looks at strike one. The lefty, Caden Monk, going to rock and fire. Brings another one in, fouled straight back by Engelman, and the count quickly goes to 0-2. Monk will get a new ball. He'll rub it up a little. As Engelman stands back in, swings. Ground ball to second. Second baseman fires to first, and Engelman is retired for the second out of the inning. That a more conventional play, 4-3 instead of 3-4 as it was the last time, but nonetheless, two down for the Redskins, and that'll send up Ryan Jansen, the sophomore catcher, to the plate. One run in here in the bottom of the first for the Redskins. Monk has settled down and gotten the next two batters after giving up a leadoff double. First one comes in a little bit low to Jansen. It'll be 1-0. Jansen steps back in. Monk fires. This one low. And it's 2-0. Caden Monk takes his hat off, wipes his brow a little bit, gets himself collected, and brings the 2-0 delivery to Jansen. Little high, and it's 3-0. Purple tops with black sleeves for the Mount Olive Wildcats, white numerals. As Caden Monk brings it. Called strike at the knees. 3-1 count now on Ryan Jansen. Waiting on deck, sophomore center fielder Alex Tosetti. But first, the 3-1 delivery to Jansen. Little bit low, and he'll take the free pass. First walk of the day given up by Monk. It'll put a runner down at first for the number 5 hitter, Alex Tosetti. Tosetti with that big white 2-4 on the back of his red jersey. Redskins across front. Strike one called, as that was belt high, outside part of the plate. Tosetti watched it go by, and he's in the hole 0-1. Jansen takes a short lead off first. And a called strike two. Not sure whether he offered or not, but in any event, the umpire says, doesn't matter, I'm going to call a strike either way. So now Monk and the Wildcats one pitch away from getting out of this first inning without any further damage. And it's a swing and a miss. Caden Monk gets his first strikeout of the afternoon for out number 3. However, in the inning, on one hit and the Redskins score one run, they'll leave one left on. We have played one here at Pawnee, and after one inning of play, it is Nokomis 1, Mount Olive nothing. You're listening to WSMI. Chip Means, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, perched here behind home plate. We have played one inning, and in the first inning, the Nokomis Redskins played a run. Started off with the RBI double by the leadoff man, Evan Herbstreit. As the game goes on, we'll be looking for our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game. And right now, one possibility is that leadoff double, which allowed the Redskins to score the first run of the game and take a lead as we move on to the second inning. For Mount Olive, it'll be the 4, 5, and 6 hitters due up. Bryce Parrish, Bryce Tooley, and Carter Monk. Parrish, a senior catcher, batting 549 on the season. He has 6 home runs and 18 RBIs. And the first pitch comes in from Sobble. Swing and a miss for strike one. Parrish waves that bat over his head. Now he's ready. Breaking ball drops down for called strike two. So Sobel, who had 2 strikeouts in the first inning, looking to see if he can pick up another one right here, perhaps. Nope, this one will bounce up there, and it'll be a ball one. 1-2 count to Bryce Parrish. 1 ball, 2 strikes on the leadoff hitter here in the second inning. Breaking ball breaks in over the plate, and Parrish is caught looking for out number 1, strikeout victim number 3. That's the way we get the second inning started. That will bring Bryce Tooley, the freshman designated hitter, to the plate. Tooley waits for the first delivery from Sobel. Carter brings it outside for ball 1. 1 ball to the freshman designated hitter, Bryce Tooley. He'll look at the second one upstairs, and the count will go to 2-0. Tooley wanting to get something started for the Wildcats as he bats in the number 5 slot. The freshman with a 2-0 count looks at ball 3. Showing a good eye there, as that was a low pitch and he held up. So now with a 3-0 count, look for Tooley to perhaps take a pitch or two. See if he can get on board for Carter Monk. Next one in, called strike 1. Count goes to 3-1 on Bryce Tooley, the rookie. Here comes the 3-1 delivery. lined on the ground. Shortstop over behind second makes the pickup and the out. 6-3 on the put out for the second out of the inning. And so Bryce Tooley is retired, and that'll bring up Carter Monk. Carter, the second baseman, a freshman also. And he'll pop this one straight up. Catcher's coming over, running out of room as he goes up against the fence. It'll be a strike one. The old announcer's having trouble picking up those foul balls. I'm counting on the people around me to perhaps protect me if it comes this way. That one went well back over our head. And it's an 0-1 count. Catcher, Ryan Jansen, back behind the plate. Here comes the 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Strike two on Carter Monk. Monk in the hole, 0-2. Sobel already with three strikeouts on the day, looking for number four. This one, however, goes high, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody on, two out, top of the second. Wildcats of Mont Olive trailing the Redskins of Nokomis 1-0. Monk gets hold of this one, and it's a long fly ball, but the center fielder, Alex Tossetti, had him played perfectly. He nestles in under it and makes the catch, so it's a 1-2-3 inning for Carter Sobel. As it's no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on, we'll go to the bottom of the second. Nokomis 1, Mont Olive nothing. You're listening to WSMI. We serve Mid-Illinois. That's WSMI. That's what you're listening to right now. FM 106, IHSA Class 1A Baseball Regional Championship game coming your way from Pawnee. As we go to the bottom of the second, it'll be Austin McDowell leading things off for the Redskins. He'll take a ball outside to start things off. Caden Monk can't find the strike zone this one either as he pitches this one a little bit low. The lefty having a little bit of problem finding the range here. Issued one walk in the first inning. Doesn't want to do that here, so he brings this one in for a called strike. 2-1 to count on Austin McDowell, the senior second baseman for the Redskins. Monk will rock and fire. This one a little bit low again, and the count goes to 3-1. Three balls, one strike. On the leadoff hitter in the number six slot, number nine, Austin McDowell. He'll take the free pass as this one comes in low and inside. Second walk of the day given up by Caden Monk. And with the runner on first and nobody out, that'll bring up the sophomore pitcher, Carter Sobel. Sobel, a rather lanky hurler. And the same could be said for Monk on the mound as well. Pitcher to pitcher. Here it comes. Outside, ball one. Five offerings to the plate by Monk here in the second inning. Four of them have missed the strike zone. See if he can find it here. Off the stretch. To the plate. Yes, swing and a miss. Put that one in on his hands a bit. Sobel could not get around on it. And the count evens at 1-1. Monk checks on the runner. Now comes to the plate. Little bit high, and the count goes 2-0. Caden Monk very deliberate out there on the mound, taking his time. Now he's going to take his hat off and readjust, get collected, as we said, looking to find that strike zone, as it's a 2-1 count with one on, nobody out. Here in the bottom of the second inning. He'll rock, he'll fire. Swing and a miss. And the count evens up 2-2. Monk with a good delivery there just above the waist. The Sobel couldn't catch up with. Now the 2-2 pitch. The runner's going to take off. It's low. Down to second. The throw is not a bad one, but the shortstop couldn't come up with it. And so with a stolen base is Austin McDowell. On the pitch, it was called a ball, and that will make for a full count, 3-2. So with three balls and two strikes, nobody out, runner on now at second base is Austin McDowell. The Redskins and Nokomis already have a 1-0 lead. Let's see if they can't chase him home as well. Monk stepped off the mound. Now he'll come back up and toe that rubber. Come to a stretch. Check on the runner at second. Monk to the plate. Foul back. Sobel stays alive. Carter with a 3-2 count. As the sophomore brings it. We'll see right now if Caden Monk can coax a smile there. It's a photo op as he's to the stretch. Now to the plate. Called strike three. Umpire a little bit hesitant, and then when he thought about it, he thought, man, that was a good pitch. Out number one, strikeout number two for Caden Monk. Inside corner. Sobel thought it was a little bit further inside than evidently it was, and he becomes the second strikeout victim of the day for Caden Monk. Now with one out, that runner still perched down at second base. For the left-hand hitting sophomore Nicholas Meischer, who looks at strike one. Meischer, sophomore, batting from the left side. See if he can pull one through the infield as the second baseman is over close to second base. Instead, he'll pop it straight up. Who's going to call for it? Shortstop says, I've got it. And Joey Baum makes the catch for the second out. So it's runner on second. Got there with a leadoff walk and a stolen base. And then the called third strike on Carter Sobel for the first out. Pop up to the shortstop by Nicholas Meischer. And with two outs, Hunter Arndt, the senior designated hitter, stands in. Monk, seeing if he can't strand that runner at second. Pitch comes in a little bit high, and it'll be ball one. Arndt batting in the number nine slot. Waits for the 1-0 delivery. Here it comes. It's low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Evan Herbstreit, leadoff hitter, waiting in the on-deck circle. He started things off in the bottom of the first with a leadoff double and came around to score what is thus far the game's only run. The 2-0 delivery. Strike called on the outside corner as Monk put that one right where he wanted it. And Arndt let it go by. Two balls, one strike, runner on second, two out, bottom of the second. Here comes the Monk delivery. On the outside corner again, and the count evens up 2-2. Cade Monk's got to be feeling a little bit better about his control as he had three balls on each of the first two hitters. Now he's 2-2 with a strike to get out of the inning. A little protective swing, and the ball is fouled back. And out of play, the runner, who was off and going, Austin McDowell from second, he'll have to retreat, retag, and we'll do it all over again. With a two-ball, two-strike count, two outs here in the bottom of the second, Nokomis already leading 1-0. Hunter Arndt, the senior, right-handed, looks at a ball that's low, goes through the catcher's wicket, but the umpire stops it. Catcher being the gentleman sportsman, checks with the umpire, says, you okay? And the umpire says, yeah, I'm all right. So Bryce Parrish will squat back behind the plate again, and the count is now full. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Hunter Arndt. Outside for ball four. Second walk given up in the inning. Third walk of the afternoon given up by Caden Monk. So that will put Arndt down at first. Herbstreit is to the plate with runners on first and second. Austin McDowell perched at second. Hunter Arndt at first. Herbstreit already with a double under his belt tonight. Gets hit by the pitches. It caught him on the toe. So with a dead ball, he'll go down to first. He showed the umpire, it did get me on the toe. And the umpire agreed there was contact. So that will load the bases up with Herb Street at first, Arndt at second, and now McDowell over at third for B.J. Chaussee. Big left-hand hitting first baseman. He'll call timeout, step out. As evidently, Arndt wanting to walk that off a little bit. Getting hit on the toe can be painful. He seems like he's ready. He'll take his lead off first. Arndt off second. McDowell off third. The first delivery to Chaussee. Up and in, and BJ had to spin away from that one. Showed good reflexes there. Did the big senior first baseman. So now Monk falls behind, 1-0. As Chaussee waits. Breaking ball called, strike one. Caught the outside corner at the knees. It was one of those that Chaussee probably couldn't have done much with if he had swung at it anyway. So the count goes to 1-1. This one comes in high. And the count goes to 2-1. The one thing Monk doesn't want here is to run the count full or to go to three balls because already given up two free passes. But thus far, no runs here in the second. The 2-1 delivery coming from Monk to Chaussee. Inside spins him away, and the count goes 3-1. And Bryce Parrish decides he'll take a moment and go out and have a little discussion with his pitcher. Wanting him to realize that thus far you haven't been hurt by their bats, but by your control. With two walks and a hit batsman here in the second inning, Monk has loaded the bases with Redskins, and Chaussee now, with a 3-1 count, can dig in and look for the pitch that he wants. McDowell leads off third, Arndt leads off second, Herb Street off first. Here comes the 3-1. In the dirt, and Chaussee walks, and that walks in a run. First run of the inning, second run of the game. Give Chaussee the RBI without even having to take the bat off his shoulders. So he'll pick up the walk, and that will be the third walk of the inning. And it goes along with one hit batsman and allows the Redskins to plate their second run of the game here in the bottom of the second. That'll bring Connor Eagleman to the plate. He'll swing and miss at the first offering in the hole 0-1. Eagleman, who grounded to second his first time up, has the ducks on the pond, as they say. As the bases are loaded with Redskins. Here comes the delivery. Low, nice stop by Bryce Parrish to keep that one from going back to the screen. And the count goes to 1-1. Monk will rock and fire. A little high and outside. Parrish tried to frame it for his pitcher, but couldn't get the job done. Two balls and one strike. On the batter, senior shortstop Connor Eagleman. Here comes the 2-1. On the corner, strike two. Monk put that pitch where he wanted. If he can put one more in that location and get it by Eagleman, the Wildcats might get out of the second inning with minimal damage. We shall see. Here comes the 2-2. It is a called strike three. So in the inning, Caden Monk has two strikeouts, but he also issued three walks to go along with a hit batsman. On that, the Nokomis Redskins are able to score one run on no hits. They will leave three runners stranded. They've stranded four through two innings, but take a 2-0 lead into the top of the third. You're listening to WSMI. We move to the top of the third. The Nokomis Redskins with single tallies in the first and the second. take a 2-0 lead into the top of the third, but I think the Mount Olive Wildcats will agree it could have been a lot worse. As the Redskins left the bases loaded, they've stranded four runners in two innings. They've plated two, and they have a 2-0 lead as we move to the top of the third for the Mount Olive Wildcats. It'll be the 7, 8, and 9 hitters due up, Johnny Dara, Justin Osmo, and Zach Tooley. First pitch from Carter Sobel is low for a ball to Dara. Johnny Dara, senior center fielder, takes ball two. Certainly enjoyed watching him play some football last fall. An outstanding athlete indeed. We have time, as there was something going on down the first baseline that I'm not aware of. Probably none of my business anyway. And so here comes the 2-0 delivery. Little one hopper to the shortstop. He'll field cleanly, throw high. Coming down on the base, however, was the first one, B.J. Chaussey. So even though it was an errant throw, he was able to make the catch, come down directly on the bag to retire Johnny Dara for the first out here in the top of the third. So it goes 6-3, Engelman to Chaussey. Engelman points over at his first baseman and says, thank you very much for picking me up after that errant throw. Justin Osmo stands in. He'll take ball one as it's low. Second delivery on its way. Strike at the letters. Sobel finds the strike zone there. The count goes to 1-1 on the number 8 hitter, Justin Osmo, the senior right fielder. This one catches the outside corner. Just like that, Osmo's in the hole, 1-2. He'll step out. Now step back in and get ready for the 1-2 pitch. This one's a little bit high, and the count evens at 2-2. Carter Sobel with a 4-1 record on the season. Mount Olive Wildcats 12-5 on the year. Swing and a miss. Osmo goes down swinging for out number 2, strikeout number 4 in the afternoon. I should say it's the morning here. It's the evening when you're listening to it. But on a beautiful Saturday, it's 2-2, 2-2 in the top of the third for the Mount Olive Wildcats, trailing here 2-0 to the Nokomis Redskins. The number 9 hitter, Zach Tooley, the senior third baseman, swings and fouls the first one straight back. First time I've been to this baseball field in Pawnee, and a well-manicured field indeed. Strike two is called on Zach Tooley. So now Carter Sobel might be looking to see if he can pick up strikeout number 5 on the day and get his Redskins out of this top of the third. Here comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 5 for Carter Sobel. And once again, it's a 1-2-3 inning. Three of them in a row for the Mount Olive Wildcats, as they had no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We go to the bottom of the third. Nokomis 2, Mount Olive nothing. You're listening to WSMI. FM 106, that's where you are. Pawnee, Illinois, that's where we are. The IHSA Class 1A Baseball Regional Championship game here at Pawnee, pitting the number 1 seeded Nokomis Redskins against the number 4 seeded Mount Olive Wildcats. The winner of the Pawnee Regional will move on to the Greenville Sectional, hosted by Greenville University. They will play Wednesday the 23rd at 6:30 against the winner of the Waterloo-Jabot Regional. It's taking place as we speak, I believe, depending on how the weather was down there. That regional championship game will have New Athens taking on Waterloo-Jabot. To the bottom of the third we go. Called strike on the outside corner on Ryan Jansen, who leads things off for NHS. Here in the bottom of the third, they lead 2-0. Fly ball to right field. It's deep. It's deep. It is up against the fence. Rounding second, deciding to hold up with that is Ryan Jansen. So the Nokomis Redskins get their second hit of the day, and lo and behold, Both of them have been doubles. This one a leadoff double by Ryan Jansen. The other one a leadoff double to start the game by Evan Herbstreit. So with a runner on second and nobody out, that'll bring up Alex Tossetti. If you might recall, in the first round game against the Greenfield Tigers, Tossetti with a two-out, two-run double in the seventh inning. He is a major reason why the Redskins are playing here today. He's squaring to bunt, and he deadens this one, but it goes foul for strike one. Tossetti will step out, get his instructions once again, and see what he is expected to do here with 0-1. Runner down at second, nobody out. Tossetti not showing bunt, now he is, pulls it back, from called strike two. No balls, two strikes on Alex Tossetti, the sophomore center fielder for the Redskins. Caden Monk on the hill for the Mont Olive Wildcats. Bryce Parrish, his battery mate. Monk to Parrish. Stroked foul down the right field line, as that was one of those protect the zone swings. Coming around a little late, but getting enough to stay alive is Alex Tossetti. He'll get another 0-2 pitch from Caden Monk. Zach Tooley at third, Joey Baum at short, Carter Monk at second, and Max Schwab at first. That's the infield for the Wildcats. It'll be a ground ball to the shortstop Baum. He'll fire across the diamond to Max Schwab, and it'll go 6-3 for out number one. On the play, Ryan Jansen will move up to third base. He's there with one out for Austin McDowell. McDowell, the senior second baseman, walked and scored in the second. So the leadoff man in each of the first two innings has come around to score for the Redskins, and we shall see if Jansen becomes the third leadoff man to score. Line drive into right center field. Yes, indeed, he will score. That's a solid single off the bat of Austin McDowell. Give him the RBI as he gets a single to right. And lo and behold, for the third inning in a row, the leadoff man comes around to score. This time it was Ryan Jansen. That will be hit number three on the day for the Redskins. So they've been very efficient with their hitting. Three hits have helped to plate three runs. Now with a runner on first and one out, it'll be Carter Sobel, caught looking at strike three, his first time up. The pitcher asked for timeout. That is, the pitcher who's at the plate asked for timeout, and he's granted. And Caden Monk is asking, you sure he asked in time? The umpire said, yes, I had stepped out and wasn't going to call it a ball or a strike or allow anything. So that's a no pitch. Now swing and a foul straight back by Sobel. As we said, he looked at strike three, did the sophomore hurler for the Redskins in the second inning. He'll have an 0-1 delivery coming his way with Austin McDowell perched down there at first base. Redskins with single runs in each of the first three innings lead 3-0. This pitch bounces up to the plate. Parrish could not stop it. It goes back to the backstop, and on the wild pitch, the runner will go down to second base. So Austin McDowell's down there in scoring position now with one out. For the number seven hitter, Carter Sobel, who has a 1-1 count. Sobel checks on third to see if there's a signal. Signal is get a hit, drive in a run. Simple enough. So Sobel will stand in, and Monk will check on the runner at second. Again, now bring it home. A little bit low. Ball two. That's one of those pitches where Carter or Caden Monk didn't get the call, but he got the ball, I think, pretty much where he wanted, to keep it low. Now he'll get it up a little bit. Shortstop's going to get a two-hopper. He'll fire across the diamond, and Sobel will be retired 6-3 for out number two. Staying at second base was Austin McDowell. He'll be perched there with two out now for Nicholas Meischer, the sophomore right fielder. Meischer walks across over to this side of the batting box, and he'll stand in from the left side. He popped out to the shortstop his last time as the Redskins bat now in the bottom of the third. He'll single up the middle, and that went right into center field, and it's going to be an RBI single for the number 8 hitter, Nicholas Masher. Masher sent that one right up the middle over the bag. Wasn't a whole lot that either middle infielder could do to get to that one. Base hit number 4. RBI goes to Nicholas Masher, and the Redskins open up a 4-0 lead here in the bottom of the third. And that'll bring up Hunter Arndt, the designated hitter, who walked and scored his last time up. Swing and a miss on the first one. Calls strike on the second one. I'm sorry, Arndt didn't score last time. He was left stranded at third as the Redskins left the bases loaded. So he's looking for his first official plate appearance. So he'll ground one to second. Up, over, and out. It'll go 4-3 for out number 3. And so Arndt and the Redskins are retired here in the bottom of the third, but not until they plate 2 runs on 3 hits, 1 man left on base. The Redskins have now stranded 5 through 3 innings, but more importantly, they put a crooked number on the board and have taken a 4-0 lead as we move to the top of the fourth here at Pawnee. Our scoreboard reads Nokomis 4, Mont Olive nothing. You're listening to WSMI. Chip Means, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, perched here behind home plate in Pawnee, Illinois. It's a sun-drenched field, just a very gentle breeze at best, as we'll go back to the top of the order, as through 3 innings, Carter Sobel has faced only 9 hitters. Caden Monk, the senior pitcher for Mont Olive, bats from the left side, looks at ball 1. Now he'll foul this one off. Catcher coming back, got a bead on it at the fence. And last second, he'll give way to his third baseman. And Evan Herbstree says, I've got the angle, I'll take the play. Pop out to the third baseman for out number 1. Good communication between the infielder and the catcher on that play. That'll bring up Joey Baum, senior shortstop. Baum struck out back in the first. Bats here in the top of the fourth as Mont Olive still looking for their first hit of the game. That was a ball. The breaking ball stayed inside. And so the count goes 1-0 on Joey Baum. This one a called strike as it caught the inside corner. And the count evens up at 1-1. We play here with one out in the top of the fourth. 4-0, Nokomis with a lead. Swing and a foul straight back off the bat of Joey Baum. He's in the hole now. 1-2. Batting out of the number 2 slot in the Mont Olive lineup, the senior shortstop looking to see if he can get on board. Come on, Joey, let's go. A big hop to the third baseman. He'll pop it in his glove a couple of times and then toss on to first for out number 2. So Baum is retired for the second time today. 2 up, 2 down here at the top of the fourth. That'll bring up Max Schwab, the junior first baseman. Schwab also a strikeout victim back in the first. As Sobel had 2 strikeouts in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the third. He's yet to pick up a strikeout here in the fourth, but he's gotten 2 quick outs. Pop out to the third baseman in foul territory, and then a ground ball to the third baseman has retired the first 2 hitters. Now a ball inside, and the count goes 2-0 to Max Schwab, the junior first baseman. Schwab kind of waves that bat down low. Now he picks it up, sets, swings, and pops this one up down the right field line, giving chase first baseman over his head, running towards the outfield, makes an outstanding catch. On that play, give B.J. Chaussee a round of applause. The crowd does as he makes a great catch. And once again, Mont Olive has a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We'll move to the bottom of the fourth. Nokomis 4, Mont Olive nothing. You're listening to WSMI. Diamond and Dogs play of the game is going to be coming up at the end of the game, and right now a couple of candidates that I've already circled. One was the leadoff double to start the game by Evan Herbstreit, and of course that accounted for the first run of the game. So far, three additional runs been added on, but I've also got to give some credit to an outstanding defensive play there by B.J. Chaussee, as he was running away from the infield and caught that one a la Willie Mays over his shoulder to end the top of the fourth. We move now to the bottom of the fourth, and it'll be the top of the order due up for the Nokomis Redskins: Evan Herbstreit, B.J. Chaussee, Connor Engelman. First three up, anybody gets on, it'll be Ryan Jansen for the Redskins. They lead here 4-0 as we play in the bottom of the fourth. Herbstreit looks at a strike on the knees, and it's 0-1. The big lefty, Caden Monk, giving up only four hits but four runs. Herbstreit gets out in front of that one and fouls it out of play over the third base dugout. And so it's an 0-2 count on Herbstreit. Three strikeouts on the day for Monk, looking for number four. This pitch is outside, and the count goes to 1-2. Herbstreit, as we said, doubled and scored to lead things off in the first inning. He was hit by a pitch, left stranded at second in the second. Looks at ball two low, and the count goes 2-2 to the freshman third baseman, Evan Herbstreit. He'll stand back in and await the 2-2 delivery from Caden Monk. Here it comes. Foul back, and he'll stay alive. Parrish will retrieve that one, get it back to his pitcher, who comes in about halfway. Now a little bit of a slow walk back to the mound for Caden Monk, as he'll collect his thoughts, get himself organized, and see if he can throw a strike. Nope, it's a ground ball up the middle, and for the third time in a row, Evan Herbstreit is on base safely with his second hit of the day. This a solid single to center is base hit number 5 for the Redskins, and as we said, Herbstreit has two of them. He's perched down at first base with a leadoff single here in the bottom of the fourth. The Redskins, who already lead 4-0, have B.J. Chaussee at the plate, the senior first baseman. Got an RBI on a ground out his first time up. Walked with the bases loaded. Got a RBI in the second. Now he ducks away from the proverbial high hard one. And on the wild pitch, the runner, Herbstreit, goes down to second base. Chaussee showing some quick reactions there as he ducked away from that one that just got out of control. Monk with a 1-0 count. As we said, he has walked four batters, three of those coming in one inning. Here's his pitch in the dirt, and moving on to third on the second wild pitch will be Herbstreit. So two wild pitches have placed the base runner, Evan Herbstreit, from first all the way over to third. He's down there. Now he's going down to the third base coach to get some instruction. "Would you like to squeeze here?" he said. Coach says, "Oh, I'm not sure that's what we want to do." Catcher has gone out to talk to his pitcher, trying to calm him down a little bit. The lefty tosses the ball up and catches it a couple of times. Runners on third base here in the bottom of the fourth. Nokomis already leading 4-0. Here it comes, up and in once again to Chaussee. And it's 3-0. I don't think BJ's going to have to worry about a shave. He's had a couple close shaves already there today. The 3-0 pitch down central for a called strike, and the count goes 3-1. B.J. Chaussee grounded to first his first time up. Now a wild pitch is ball four, and as Chaucy's throwing his pad back towards the dugout, here comes Herbstreit to score on the third wild pitch. So three wild pitches allow the run to score. Chaucy will move down to first with a walk. That will be the fifth walk given up by Monk, and it will be the second walk given up to Chaucy. Both coaches going to be conferred with here, and I don't know if there's something being said about him throwing his gear back toward the dugout as he went to first. The catcher was still chasing the ball back to the backstop, so I don't think it had an effect on the play. But they're talking things over. I saw both coaches shaking hands, so evidently there's not a whole lot of animosity between the two. But they're talking things over with the umpires. And now, they're going over to talk to somebody by the dugout over there, and I'm not sure exactly what is being said. But in any event, the Wildcats are going to make a pitching change. As they're going to bring in Bryce Tooley to pitch. As he takes his warm-up tosses, we'll take a break and be back after these messages on WSMI. Bryce Tooley, number 54, is going to move onto the mound and take over the pitching duty for the Wildcats as Connor Engelman a called strike and then looks at ball one, and so the count goes to 1-1. Maybe some change in the outfield, I'm not sure, but I do know the batting order will stay intact. There is no designated hitter now. Here comes the 1-1 delivery, and it's low, and that makes it 2-0 on Connor Engelman, with B.J. Chaucy down at first. Here's the pitch. The runner's going. Ground ball. Shortstop comes charging in. He'll make the out at first. It'll go 6-3, but the runner will advance to third on the play. So some good heads-up running there. First out of the inning is recorded as Engelman grounds out. But on the play, the base runner heads over to third base and is there now with one out. And that will bring Ryan Jansen to the plate. Jansen is a perfect one for one. He doubled and scored in the third, walked and was stranded in the first. He'll swing and send the single back up center. Center fielder comes in to get the ball, but coming in to score will be B.J. Chaucy with the second run of this inning, and getting the RBI single will be Ryan Jansen. So Jansen gets a single. Bugs are getting kind of bad here today. Sixth hit of the game. And a second hit for Jansen, who has a single and a double to go along with his walk. And with the RBI, that now makes it 6-0, as Nakoma scored single runs in the first and the second, two runs in the third, two runs in the fourth. Throw over to first, and the runner, Jansen, is safely back. He'll dust himself off, and the 1-0 delivery from Tooley. Foul back, catcher's coming back this way, but he'll run out of room, and the ball will go out of play. And the count will go even at 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out, one on, two in for Nokomis here in the bottom of the fourth as they lead 6-0. Tooley checks on the runner, brings it home. Again, popped up to center, a high fly ball. Center fielder makes the grab. That's Caden Monk, who's out there making the grab for the second out. The runner will retrieve to first base. That is Ryan Jansen. He'll be down there with two outs now for the batter, Austin McDowell. McDowell having a pretty good day as he walked and scored to lead things off in the second. He singled and scored in the third, so he has two runs on the board. Two of those six Redskin runs belong to Austin McDowell, who stands in now and takes a called strike on the outside corner. Tooley, since coming in, has gotten the ground ball out, gave up an RBI single, and then a fly ball out, so he's retired two of the three batters he's faced. Now the breaking pitch does not break down, stays high for 1-1 count. On the number six hitter, senior second baseman Austin McDowell. McDowell standing in from the right side, waiting for the 1-1 delivery. Here it comes. He'll foul it back down the first base line, and nobody can get to it. So the count goes to 1-2. We play here in the bottom of the fourth. Nokomis, the number one seed in the regional, with a 6-0 lead over Mount Olive, the number four seed. Mount Olive got to the championship game with a 6-0 win over the host team, Pawnee. Foul ball back. I'm looking around. Nobody's looking at my head, so I guess it's not coming down on me. And the count remains 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two runners in, runner on first. He's heading to second. The ball goes over the catcher's head to the backstop, and the runner will stop at second base. So on the wild pitch, Ryan Jansen now into second base, and they'll now give him third base. Evidently an interference call there gave him third base. In any event, he's perched down there 90 feet away now as McDowell faces a 2-2 count from Bryce Tooley. This one's outside, and the count goes full. The Redskins have already received 5 free passes today. They have 6 hits to go along with that. They've scored 6 runs. Here's the 3-2. Popped up, coming straight back. Catcher's got to wait for it. When it comes down, he makes the catch, and that will end the bottom of the fourth. But not until the Nokomis Redskins plate 2 more runs. They do so on 2 hits, got the benefit of 1 walk. They'll leave 1 runner stranded on. They have left 6 through 4 innings, but they have also plated 6, and they take a 6-0 lead as we go to the top of the 5th. You're listening to WSMI. Chip Means, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, soaking up the sunlight and an outstanding baseball game here this morning at Pawnee High School. Through 4 innings of play, Nokomis has a 6-0 lead over Mount Olive, and Carter Sobel, 4-1 record on the season, looking to see if he can pick up victory number 5 and send the Nokomis Redskins on to sectional play. If the Redskins hold on and win this game, they will move on to the Greenville sectional, where next Wednesday night at 6:30 they are scheduled to play the winner of the Waterloo-Jabot regional. That regional pits New Athens and Waterloo-Jabot. That will be the opponent next Wednesday, but first things first, Wildcats come to bat in the top of the 5th, looking to see if 1, they can get some runs on the board, and 2, can they get their first hit of the game, as through 4 innings, Carter Sobel has faced the minimum number of batters. He's faced 12 through 4 and retired them all. Foul ball on the first pitch. And the second pitch is a little bit low to even the count at 1-1 on Bryce Parrish, the senior catcher. Parrish fouls this one straight back, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody on, nobody out here in the top of the 5th. Nokomis enjoying a 6-0 lead at this juncture. Here comes the 1-2. Ground ball to third to Hopper. Oh, third baseman makes a nice stab and then a strong throw to first to retire the batter. That one took a weird hop right at the very end, but Evan Herbstreit stayed with it for the out to retire Bryce Parrish. One up, one down. Bryce Tooley, the freshman designated hitter, who is now the pitcher to the plate. First pitch is high and away for ball one. Tooley, who grounded short his first time up, looks at the 1-0 delivery. He'll swing and a miss. Wildcats having trouble figuring out Carter Sobel. Sobel rocks and fires. This one drops in, but a little bit too high. And it's 2-1. As Tooley would say, good eye on my part. Now he'll swing and foul this one back and even the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Ball comes in low. Sobel, who has not walked a batter today, has five strikeouts. It's a 3-2 pitch. Lined in the left. Left fielder comes in, catches it on one hop. And perhaps Bryce Tooley has got something started here for the Mount Olive Wildcats. A one-out single here in the top of the fifth. The first base hit for the Wildcats. We'll see if they can capitalize on that as Carter Monk comes in. And looks like we're going to have a courtesy runner come in. Adam Knowles will be the courtesy runner down at first base. Adam Knowles running for Tooley. He'll be perched down there at first base with one out for the batter, Carter Monk. Carter, the freshman second baseman, looking at the first offering and lining to center field. He hit that one on a bead, but the center fielder, Alex Tassetti, had him played perfectly. Three steps in, caught it knee high for out number two. So Monk put a bit of a charge in it. Problem was he hit it right to the center fielder, Alex Tassetti. Tassetti fielding his position quite well, thank you very much. And it's two down for the Mount Olive Wildcats, and it's going to be left up to Johnny Dara with a runner on first. They'll throw over there and get him back. That's the courtesy runner, Adam Knowles, over there. He takes a rather short lead, and a ball is called on Johnny Dara. Dara, the senior center fielder, grounded to short his first time up. He stands in at 1-0, another throw over to first. Sobel seems concerned about the runner at first, thinking that perhaps with two outs he'll take a gamble and try to steal, but with your team down 6-0, you need more than one run right here. Swing and a miss by Dara. And the count evens up at 1-1. One ball, one strike, two out, top of the fifth. Popped up, coming back. Nope, it's going straight back. Catcher circles around, and finally makes a diving catch. Ryan Jansen was fooled on that one as the wind kept blowing it around. Not much of a breeze, but enough to confuse the catcher and the announcer, I might add. But he makes the stab, and that will do it for the Wildcats here in the top of the fifth as they score no runs but pick up their first hit, leave one runner stranded, the first runner they stranded on the day. But as we move to the bottom of the fifth, it is Nokomis 6, Mount Olive nothing. You're listening to WSMI. FM 106, that's a place to be on this Saturday if you were wanting some high school baseball and softball. We've been bringing it your way all day. This is our nightcap from the Pawnee Regional Class 1A Baseball Regional Championship game. As we move to the bottom of the fifth inning, it is Nokomis 6, Mount Olive nothing, and it'll be the 8, 9, and 1 hitters due up, 8, 9, and 1 hitters, yes, due up for the Nokomis Redskins. And it'll be Nicholas Masher the sophomore right fielder, to start things off here for the Redskins in the bottom of the fifth. He'll swing at the first one and foul it off on the right side. Masher, who popped out to the shortstop in the second inning, had an RBI single in the third, so he's one for two with a run batted in. The sophomore right fielder looks at one low and inside as he has to jump back quickly, and the count evens at 1-1. Nobody on, nobody out as we play here in the bottom of the fifth, 6-0, Nokomis with the lead. Masher looks at one upstairs, and the count goes to 2-0. Bryce Tooley, who relieved Caden Monk, now a pitch bounced over the third baseman's head, as that was one of those big hops that the third baseman simply couldn't get to. All he could do was watch it bounce over his head into left field for a leadoff single, hit number 7 for the Redskins. Second hit of the day for Nicholas Masher. And he's down at first now for Hunter Arndt. Arndt, the senior designated hitter. Sorry, I got the batters mixed up here. That was Sobel who got the base hit. Sobel got the base hit. I marked off my wrong one on the score. Now a bunt laid down perfectly and out at first base on the sacrifice is indeed Nicholas Masher, as he sacrificed for 3 for out number 1 on the base hit by Sobel. He will now go down to second base, so give Sobel the hit, the 7th of the day. As he's now down at second base, and Hunter Arndt to the plate. Arndt fouls the first pitch back. I had marked the last hitter of the last inning as the wrong guy. In any event, it was Carter Sobel who picked up the hit to lead things off here in the fifth. He's now 1-for-3 and down at second base. Now a little soft liner off to the right side and out of play. And the count goes to 0-2 on Hunter Arndt. Then the sacrifice by Nicholas Masher moved the runner, Sobel, to second base. Arndt now with an 0-2 count. He'll foul that one back as well, and the count will remain 0-2. Sobel stationed second base. Easy for you to say. Arndt with an 0-2 count with one on and one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Pokes that one to the right side. The ground ball will get the runner over to third. He'll be there with two outs. And an RB opportunity going to be presented to Evan Herbstreith. Herbstreith, in the leadoff position, doubled and scored in the first inning, was hit by a pitch and stranded at second in the second inning, and singled and then come around to score via 3 wild pitches in the fourth. He stands in with an RB opportunity here in the bottom of the fifth, takes strike 1. Well, the Redskins have scored in each of the first 4 innings, single runs in the first and the second, 2 runs in the third, 2 runs in the fourth. Now a ball bounces in there that Parrish is able to dig out of the dirt and not let it go back to the backstop, which means that Sobel will have to stay down at third base. He's there. 1-1 count to Herbstreith comes in. Breaking ball caught the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Bryce Tooley pitching here in the fifth. He came in the fourth. Caden Monk pitched 3 innings, gave up 5 hits, 5 runs, 5 walks, 3 strikeouts, and 1 hit batsman. So Monk is responsible for all 6 runs, that have scored. And now another ball comes in low, and the count goes to 2-2 on Herbstreith. So Monk had 3-plus innings, 5 hits, 6 runs, 5 walks, 3 strikeouts, 1 hit batsman. Tooley in his second inning of work, seeing if he can make it a scoreless inning. Ground ball foul down the first baseline. So we'll come back and do it all over again with 2-2 count. On the man batting in the number one slot, Evan Herbstreith, the freshman third baseman. Working on a perfect day, 2-for-2 with a single and double, also reached by a hit batsman. Looks at a ball, backhand stab by Parrish, keeps this one in front of him, so the runner can't come home from third. Now three balls and two strikes with two out. Bottom of the fifth. Redskins leading 6-0. See if they can add one more here. Foul ball. We'll do it all over again. As Herbstreith got just enough of that one to stay alive. Carter Sobel perched down there at third. Like to give himself another insurance run. And he will. Solid single to center off the bat of Herbstreith. And Sobel indeed comes in to score for the Redskins. So for Evan Herbstreith, a double in the first, hit by pitcher in the second, a single in the fourth, and an RBI single here in the fifth makes it 7-0 in favor of Nokomis. That'll bring B.J. Chaussey to the plate. He'll look at one high, and it's 1-0. So again, the Nokomis Redskins continue to score in each inning. One in the first, one in the second, two in the third, two in the fourth, now one here in the fifth. It's 7-0 as Chaussey looks at a strike on the outside corner at the knees. And the count goes to 1-1. One ball, one strike, one on, one in, two out. Pickoff play a little bit late as Herbstreith gets back in safely to first. Tooley will climb back up on the mound. The stocky right-hander will bring it to the stretch. Now to the plate. A little outside. I think he put that one where he wanted it, away from the left-hand hitting Chaussey. Just a little too far outside. Chaussey, who grounded to first and has walked twice, driven in two runs and scored one, and now he gets hit by the pitch and he'll go to first. So on the hit by pitch, Chaussey goes to first and Herbstreith moves up to second. That will be the second hit batsman for the Redskins today. So now leading 7-0, the potential game-closing run stands at the plate. As we play in the bottom of the fifth, Connor Engelman would represent the 10th run and could give the Redskins a 10-0 win in five. Bryce Tooley and the Wildcats have different idea. Ball has popped back. Nobody's looking this way, so I guess it went back further. Thank goodness. And the count goes to 1-1 on Connor Engelman. Herbstreith at second, Chaussey at first. Engelman with a ground ball up the middle, goes into center field. Center fielder mishandles it, and a runner will move on to third, and a run will come in to score. That will be Herbstreith going in to score. That will be Chaussey advancing to third on the error on the center fielder. And that will be an RBI single credited to Connor Engelman. So Engelman gets the hit. That is the 9th hit of the ball game for the Redskins. It will plate the second run for them. So after single tallies in the first and the second, the Redskins have plated 2 in the third, 2 in the fourth, and 2 in the fifth. And they lead 8-0 here as we play in the bottom of the fifth. Ryan Jansen up with runners on the corners. It's a called strike one at the knees. Chaussey down at third. Engelman over at first. Jansen with a walk, a double, and an RBI single. He'll send this one back to center field, and the center fielder will make the grab for the third out. But once again, a very productive inning for the Nokomis Redskins as they plate two runs. They do so on three hits, one hit batsman, and two runners left stranded. So the Redskins have stranded eight on the game, but they have also scored eight. And as we move to the top of the sixth, it is Nokomis 8, Mont Olive nothing. You're listening to WSMI. We serve mid-Illinois. That's what WSMI is all about. And today, a full serving of high school athletics coming your way, as we have had not one, not two, but three baseball, softball, regional championship games, this being the third one. And as we move on to the top of the sixth, Nokomis enjoying an 8-0 lead over Mont Olive. Mont Olive will send up the 8, 9, and 1 hitters here in the top of the sixth, as it is Justin Osmo takes a ball, then swings and misses. Strike one, ball one, counts even as Carter Sobel steps back up on that mound again and gets a foul ball, as he's given up only one hit, no runs, no walks, and he has struck out five, those coming in the first three innings. He has settled in with a comfortable 8-0 lead. He'll bring this one in high, and the count will go 2-2 to Justin Osmo. Osmo batting for only the second time, and here we are in the sixth inning. He was a strikeout victim back in the third, and he is a strikeout victim here in the sixth as well, as he swings and misses. Strikeout victim number six is out number one here in the sixth inning. And that will bring up the number nine hitter, Zach Tooley. Tooley was also a strikeout victim back in the third inning. He'll bat for the second time and take a called strike. Going to announce our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game at the end of this contest. Right now, I would have to say the man on the mound is making the play of the game today, as he has really stymied the Wildcats from the get-go this morning. Carter Sobel looking to pick up his fifth win of the year, but more importantly, looking to see if he can advance his Nokomis Redskins to the Greenville Sectional. If so, they will play next Wednesday night at 6:30 against the winner of New Athens and Waterloo Jabot. Swing and a miss. Two strikeouts in the inning. It's two up, two down. Seven Ks on the day for Carter Sobel. That'll take us back to the top of the Mont Olive lineup as Caden Monk steps to the plate. Monk lined out to first his first time out, popped out to third in the fourth. He bats for the third time, standing in the left side. He'll take a called strike from Carter Sobel, who has been throwing strikes repetitively in this inning. Already two Ks in the inning. Swing and a miss, and that time he got a little help from the batters. Caden was wanting to get a hit so desperately that he went after one that was in the dirt. Take your seven iron up there, young man. That might work. This one is high. As you could tell, Caden was a little upset with himself. He stepped out of the box, thought things over, and said, I'm a better hitter than that. Now he'll stand in for the 1-2. And look at another one in the dirt. It's 2-2, and he's probably thinking to himself, if I hadn't swung at that one in the dirt, it'd be 3-1. And we need some base runners. The Wildcats need a number of them as they trail 8-0 here in the top of the sixth. Upstairs, and the count goes full. Monk showing some patience after having went after that early pitch that was low. Now he faces a 3-2 count. Swings and misses, and Sobel strikes out the side here in the top of the sixth. Once again, it's no runs, no hits, no errors for the Mont Olive Wildcats. They have stranded but one runner, and they have been shut out through six innings. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It is Nokomis 8, Mont Olive nothing. You're listening to WSMI. Welcome back to Pawnee High School as we move to the bottom of the sixth. The Redskins of Nokomis with an 8-0 lead. will send up the 5, 6, and 7 hitters here in the bottom of the sixth. Alex Tosetti leads things off by fouling the pitch down the third baseline. Tosetti, as we said in the first round game, sent the Redskins into this championship game with a 2-out, 2-run double to defeat Greenfield 5-4. That's how close the Redskins were to being eliminated in the first round, and now they are but 3 outs away from a regional championship game victory, which will send them to the Greenville sectional next Wednesday. The 1-1 pitch, Tosetti fouls it straight back, and the count goes to 1-2, I believe. Yeah, he fouled the first pitch off to the right side, or to the left side. Here comes the delivery from Thule to Tosetti, and it's outside. Count goes to 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes on the leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the sixth, Alex Tosetti, sophomore center fielder. As this one is away for ball three, and the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Got distracted there. I have to ward off a bug. It's that time of year now. Pokes the ball slowly to second base. Second baseman going to pick it up, but he cannot get it over to first in time. That was one of those slow rollers with a fast runner. Alex Tosetti utilizes his speed to beat out the infield single. That is base hit number 10 on the day for the Nokomis Redskins, and once again, the Redskins put their leadoff hitter on. That is 6 innings in a row. This, an excellent bunt by Austin McDowell as he was sacrificing, but the third baseman was back deep enough that he was able to leg that one out. So 2 batters in a row, Tosetti and McDowell utilizing outstanding speed to give the Redskins 2 on with nobody out. 11 hits on the day for Nokomis. They lead here 8-0 as we play in the bottom of the sixth, and that'll bring up Carter Sobel, who is 1-for-3 on the day. He looked at strike 3 back in the second inning, grounded to the shortstop in the third inning, and led off with a single in the fifth and scored. So he's 1-for-3, looking for his second hit of the day. Nokomis leading 8-0 as Sobel takes ball 1, and now ball 2 is up and in. So he's ahead on the count, 2-0. Thule checks on the runners at first and second from the stretch. He'll bring it to the plate, and it's low. He's in danger of walking Sobel, which would load the bases. It's 8-0 as we play here in the bottom of the sixth. So Nokomis needs but 2 runs here in the bottom of the sixth to end this contest. Strike 1 called as Sobel was taking all the way, and Thule put one right down central. 3 balls and 1 strike on Carter Sobel. He'll take this one in low. The runners were off and running on that one. Doesn't matter. They get the next base freely because of the free pass. So Sobel picks up the walk. That is the 6th walk of the day given to the Redskins, and it will load the bases up. We'll have a courtesy runner going in for the Redskins. That'll be Jice Clymer. Clymer running down at first base for the Redskins. Now a pop-up. Center fielder calls him off, and he'll make the catch. And an excellent throw to the plate, as Monk out there in center field not only made a good catch, but he threw a strike to the plate, and that meant the runners could not advance. Tosetti didn't even try to score from third. So now with 1 out, that'll bring up Hunter Arndt. Arndt, who walked and was stranded at third in the second inning, has grounded out to the second baseman twice. Bases are loaded as he'll take ball 1. Waiting in the on-deck circle is Evan Herbstreit. He's had quite a day as well. And it'll be a strike at the letters called on Arndt. And a count. Nope, they're going to say it hit him. I'm sorry. I thought it was called strike at the letter, but he says no. Hit by pitch. So that will be an RBI for Arndt. Start to mark that one down in the book too soon. And everybody will move up 90 feet. And Tocetti will score, making it 9-0. And so now that runner down at third base, Austin McDowell, could be the game-ending run here, as the infield is all going to come in on the grass. And it's going to be a wild pitch back to the backstop. And coming in with the winning run will be Austin McDowell. So once again, two more runs plated by the Redskins of Nokomis. They do so on two hits, and they'll win this one to the tune of 10-0 in six innings. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll recap this exciting regional championship action on WSMI. Well, this is a little bit easier victory than I think the Nokomis Redskins anticipated here this morning. They, of course, had a difficult time getting to the championship game, requiring a two-out, two-run double for Alex Pisco to get to the championship game. But today, they win the championship game 10-0 over Mount Olive. Our Diamond and Dogs play of the game, well, it came from right out in the center of the diamond today, as Carter Sobel, an outstanding outing today, gets the Nokomis Redskins a regional championship and a trip to the Greenville sectional. We're joined now by Coach Brian Pisco. Let's check to make sure I got your microphone up okay, Coach.
All right.
Quite a pitching effort by your star today, wasn't it?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago we played T-Town, Teutopolis, and you know, they're practically a junior college team, and Carter really found himself in that game. He got beat, but he found his location, he found his curveball, and since then he went on to beat New Berlin with the one hitter.
I didn't mean to take you away from the trophy presentation, the plaque, but I know that you'll tell me it's all about those guys out there getting the award right now, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's you know, it's all about them. You know, we've won some regionals, the thing, we just work hard because we like seeing the smiles on their faces, they're looking forward to that fire truck ride.
Well, I'll tell you what, not only that fire truck ride, but next week it's going to be a trip to Greenville for the Greenville sectional. I have it down that you're scheduled to play next Wednesday night at 6:30 against either New Athens or Waterloo Jabot. Do you know if they were able to get that game in today? I'm not sure.
I don't know. And I don't know a lot about them, but as soon as I leave here, I'm going to start making phone calls and trying to find something out about them.
And you're probably like most coaches, you really don't care which team it is. No. You're just glad that the Redskins are making that trip.
No, it's icing on the cake now. You try to win the regional and just go from there.
Well, you look at your lineup, and things start off well. You got a little rookie there at the leadoff position. He starts things off with a double, comes around to score. So when you got a freshman leading off, it means one thing, you have to have a lot of confidence in him, and two, he's got some tools to give you that confidence.
He doesn't play like a freshman. He had two hits, he had two runs scored, he made three excellent plays in the field, and he's had a hell of a year on the mound. He's 4-0 with a 1 ERA, so he's gold, I'll tell you what. For a freshman, he's outstanding.
And he's got the right last name.
That's right.
Production in Nokomis, Herbstreit, it's always been manufactured there year after year after year. And, of course, the freshman doubled and scored in the first. He was hit by a pitch in the second. He singled and scored in the fourth and had an RBI single and then come around to score in the fifth. When you get that kind of production from your leadoff man, you know good things are going to happen.
Yeah, big key to get the leadoff hitter on. But our game plan was to battle, make his pitch count get up. The one thing that he has is he has had control problems, and just try to grind out a run every inning. And I think we did that. I think we scored every inning.
Yes, every inning. You had single runs in the first and the second. then crooked numbers, two in the third, two in the fourth, two in the fifth, and two in the sixth. And as you said, you really made them work. Coach, I'm not going to keep you right now. Let's go out and get that picture, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you at Greenville, okay?
That'll work.
Hey, congratulations,
okay.
Coach. That is Coach Brian Pisco. They want him out there for the championship picture with the plaque, and so we're going to let him go. And as we said, our diamond and dog play of the game is coming from the center of the diamond and pitcher Carter Sobel, with an outstanding effort today as he limited the Mount Olive Wildcats to one hit through six innings, and he had eight strikeouts on the day. And now the Nokomis Redskins gathering at home plate, waiting for Coach Pisco to get around the fence and get in there for the championship picture with the plaque. That's going to do it for us from here at Pawnee today. One final time, our final score is 10-0 in favor of Nokomis over Mount Olive. We want to thank, first of all of our sponsors for making these high school broadcasts possible. And, of course, thank you to your fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Chip Means, our producer today. And one final time from Pawnee High School, the Pawnee Regional Championship, IHSA Class 1A Baseball Regional Championship, goes to the Nokomis Redskins as they defeat the Mount Olive Wildcats. If final score is Nokomis 10, Mount Olive nothing. Gary Boker saying so long from the Diamond.